in the studio here today, I have a full jazz quartet called Persona. And the members of Persona, some of them are Michiganders, some come from far-flung places, and they're all together tonight at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. I'd like to introduce Rob Clearfield, who's pianist. I'd like to introduce Caroline Davis, alto saxophonist, Sam Weber, bassist, and Jay Sawyer on drums. And another drummer happens to be sitting with us too, Keith Hall, professor of drums at Western Michigan University, and someone who is intimately familiar with many members of Persona. And maybe, Keith, you could get us started with an introduction to the band, Persona.
Great. Thanks so much for having us today, Kara. It's always great to be on your show. And first of all, we just have to say happy birthday to Rob Clearfield. Let's get that out of the way.
That's right.
Yeah, there will be fireworks, I think, at the concert, right?
Yes.
The fireworks are coming and lots of festivities. I've known Rob for a few years. We met... I think we were playing with Ashley and Benji Daneman a few years ago, and then he was on the faculty at my summer drum intensive a few years ago, and we've just known each other. We've had him here at Western before, and we did an interview, and I think you played that last week.
Yeah, if you heard him on the radio last Friday a couple times, which was just part of that wonderful interview you did, and it's available online right now, and really got to know Rob through that. I feel like a bit of a stalker because, you know, it was you and Keith in the studio, but I took the audio and just tweaked it for a few hours. So now I really feel like Rob, you know, I know about how you got interested in jazz when your teacher played this one track in high school. And you said something so profound about Brahms that I loved.
Yeah, that's my man.
Yeah, you and me, Rob, we go way back, sort of.
That's right.
Caroline Davis, you are new to me, and it says here you were born in Singapore, but live in Brooklyn right now. And that's where you base your career.
Correct.
How did you become an improviser? How did you become a jazz writer, performer? Did you find some great influences early on?
Yeah, I think my improvising started when I was very young. My parents put me in sort of a Montessori environment, and I was never one to follow the rules in those situations, and difficult child, but creative and sort of wily. And I, you know, played in middle school jazz band and high school jazz band in Texas, which is where I lived after I kind of moved to the United States and lived in Atlanta and moved to Texas and started playing music there. But my real interest in improvising and sort of crafting came when I went to the Litchfield Jazz Camp in Connecticut, and I met a lot of faculty on the at the camp who were musicians living in New York and in and around New York in Hartford, and people like Jimmy Green and David Berkman and Mario Pavone, Dave Stryker, a lot of musicians who I really look up to and are my friends now, and sort of taught me how to get better at improvising, teaching me a lot of the rules and how to break them.
Mm-hmm.
and all of those people were contributing original music at the time that I got to know them. And so I said to myself, this is possible. And here I am.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I interrupted Keith's intro, but let's talk about the Michiganders and the Kalamazooan.
Yeah, we're excited to have our couple of alums of our jazz program back home, Sam Weber on bass and Jay Sawyer on the drums. And it's really amazing to see what they're doing now in New York City and as they travel all over the world with this group and other groups. And it's really awesome to have them back. And I think it's going to be great for our current students to really see what's possible.
Sam, when did you go to Western? And did you immediately move to New York state after that?
Not immediately. I was a Western from 2006 to 2011, and that was for my bachelor's, and I was in the first class of an accelerated master's program, which I finished in 2011. And then I had about a year that I stuck around here and just played. There's such a nice community here that I felt very entrenched in at the time, so I tried to stay here and take as much advantage of that as I could.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. And also to save up as much money as possible before moving to New York.
Where it soon evaporated.
Yeah, right, exactly. Within 1 month, just all gone. And then I moved in 2012. And I've been stuck there ever since.
It says here you live in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Is it community-based? Is it neighborhood-based? Is it the scene that you want to play in, the jazz clubs and people?
I would say that it is very community-based, but not in a geographical sense.
Yeah.
I mean, there definitely is like a kind of a Brooklyn scene and a Manhattan scene and like an uptown scene or a downtown scene. But I think that there are lots of people that kind of have a place that they want to live musically that might not necessarily live in the place where that area like is kind of living. There also definitely are pockets like that, but it's such a huge, diverse place with so many people doing so many different things that I think you can find kind of outliers in any situation there, you know?
Caroline mentioned several mentors, teachers, and things like that. Is that something you also had growing up and found in the New York community?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually cool to be back here now that Keith is still here at Western, and then Matthew Fries is also teaching at Western now, who I met probably when I was in high school through Keith. And he and a bass player, Phil Palombi, were both important to me in college and after moving to New York. So I really appreciate that they've kind of both been in my life throughout, you know. I feel like I had lots of great mentors in Kalamazoo also, between Keith and Jeff Maley was a big one. He's a great drummer, lives around here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many people to look up to in New York. It's actually kind of hard to even think about. You know?
Right. Yeah. You almost have to not think about it.
Right.
So, Jay, Grand Rapids. There's some great drummers coming out of Grand Rapids. I think maybe one of your contemporaries, Evan Hyde, would you know him? Or
do I know Evan Hyde? That's a funny question. We knew each other before we knew each other. Like, our parents are both musicians and mainstays on the scene in Grand Rapids. And, you know, we were hanging out when we were babies and, you know, before we knew anything. And then we went to high school together and then college together.
I swear I didn't know this.
and now we both live in New York. And now that I'm here right now, he does the work that I can't do in New York sometimes. Like, we throw each other work back and forth.
Yes.
So it's been wonderful to have like a real brother to share that with.
Oh, that's such a surprise. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So you also went to Western Michigan University, and was that at that time, did you study with Keith?
Yes. I studied with Keith. Nice. And Keith is probably my biggest mentor. And I'm so happy that our relationship has continued because we still communicate. And, you know, I look up to him, but he's also my brother, you know. We text all the time just about random things. And I'm just really happy that we were able to evolve the relationship from student to mentor to this is my brother.
You know, I think that happens often in jazz. There's a gap in experience at first, and then as your younger pupil gains that experience, it just takes on more of a side by side colleague relationship. And Keith's nodding his head. It's happened multiple times with you and your students, no doubt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to pursue in New York? Any kind of jazz? Were you going to be like the everyman player?
That's a good way of putting it. I did want to play as many different types of music as possible. But for me, the goal was to travel the world and play music. And I felt like I accomplished that. That's all I really wanted to do. And the reason I came to WNU was to get the tools to be able to do that. Then I had to put the work in. And that's kind of what I did. That was my goal. And I feel very fortunate, blessed, like literally blessed, that I've been able to do that with the help of my friends here and Keith especially. He used to travel a lot and he'd tell us how it is and what he was doing. And not only that, he would tell us kind of the secrets of being a master musician and a master supporter, because that's what the role of the drums is to support the music. And he played with a lot of singers, and he said, "You want to make money? Learn how to play with a singer." He taught us how to be a master accompanist and good band sense, and how to be a good person, and how to dress, and you know what we should be like on and off the bandstand, and that translated for me when I got to the city.
These stories are all coming from members of Persona. Jay Sawyer is drummer, Sam Weber, bassist, Caroline Davis, alto saxophone, and Rob Clearfield, piano. It's really a project that began with Caroline and Rob. And tonight at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall, Persona takes the stage and in support of their brand new album, Anthems, which is, I think, the first album by Persona. If that's correct, and it'll be there tonight to purchase. It's also available online at a few platforms out there. RobClearfield.com is also a website where you can find a lot of this information. And again, 7:30 tonight. We'll be back with more stories from Jay and Sam and Caroline and Rob, but perhaps we could have a listen to a track here and get a sense of Persona's music. Well, who wants to introduce this one?
Yeah.
Okay, Caroline.
I think let's play this track on the album called Live that I wrote. And if you want me to talk about it, I can. It's a...
yes, I like some context.
Sure. I wrote that piece based on sort of the movements of modern dance, and that's why it's called Live.
Quite inspiring.
It's a hard word to say, apparently. Lithe, with the TH at the end.
And we'll hear Caroline Davis on saxophone, Rob Clearfield on piano, Sam Weber on bass, and Jay Sawyer on drums. That's a tune called Lithe, composed by Caroline Davis. We heard her on alto sax. The group is Persona, featuring Rob Clearfield on piano, or rather electronic Rhodes there, with Sam Weber on bass and Jay Sawyer on drums. I just want to remind folks that Sam is from Kalamazoo and Jay is from Grand Rapids. And while Caroline and Rob are maybe not from Michigan, Rob's from Chicago. And Caroline, I guess I'm not sure how you all intersected. but those jazz world does tend to bring all kinds of people together in mm-hmm. many different places. I don't think Persona would have happened though without you and Rob meeting and improvising together.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah, so Caroline and I met in Chicago where we were both living for like, I think we met in 2005. And I'm from the Chicago area originally, and Caroline moved to the Chicago area to go to a program at Northwestern University for a PhD. And so we met on the scene there and played a lot of music together. And then, but we didn't really start collaborating in this way until Caroline moved to New York, actually. And then I was taking a trip to New York, and I was hitting up my people. And Caroline got back to me right away, like, yeah, let's do something, let's make something happen. And she booked a show where we played her music and my music together for the first time. And Sam was actually on that show. We played at Shapeshifter. And we were happy with how it went. And so that led to another show, which was actually the first show of this exact quartet playing some of this music, even though we didn't have like the band name and the vision for this record yet. And so that was the beginning of the formation of this band. And so at some point, maybe around 2 years ago, Caroline and I decided that we wanted to record our music and present it together in this way that we had been doing live. And here we are now on the record release tour.
Persona is the title of an Ingmar Bergman film.
That's right.
And
sing.
So I don't know that I've seen the film, but I know he's an art house director. What is it about this film that somehow relates to the music here?
You got this,
Caroline.
I'm going to get this because I'm Swedish, and so I have a Swedish passport. My mom's Swedish, born and raised, and most of my family still live there. So wow. I kind of came to his films through her, actually, because she was an actress in the theater, and Ingmar Bergman is more famously known for like his way of dealing with the theater and even putting that in the films. So he's more of like really a theater director posing as a movie director, most people would say. And later in life, though, I started coming to loving most of his films. And me and Rob both have a very strong love for Ingmar Bergman. And so on some of our gigs that we played, we would sit together on like after the gig and hang, and we would talk about Bergman's films. And that film is about two women who are together for the majority of the film, and one of them isn't talking very much and the other one is talking a lot. And by the end of the film, you're very confused on which person is which anymore, and you're not sure whether their personalities have kind of melded together or whether they're separate or who is who anymore, because their identities have sort of like become mismatched and jumbled together. So we decided to name the band after that film because of the melding of these two personalities.
Yeah. And improvisation leads you often to pick up where the other person left. I mean, it always leads you to pick up where the other person left off.
Yeah.
And often take their thoughts and put them in your perspective. Wow, what a great idea. Persona is the name of the band, and the music starts at 7:30 tonight. It's a sort of guest artist showcase, and also bringing back two Western Michigan University alums to perform. The album is called Anthems, and it's about what's the percentage of material written by each of you? Like, it's about 50-50?
Yeah, I think it's about 50-50. Caroline has more tracks, but my tracks are longer on the record, so it's pretty, you know. So we're pretty much together on that. Yeah, and that's generally how we try to organize the shows, that we have a strong representation of material from both of us.
Last week when I was revisiting your interview with Keith to broadcast again, you know, it was all about that Chicago community and the various influences in your background. And It's a good thing I did a little more research, because you no longer live in Chicago. You live in Paris, France.
Yes.
That's a big question. I was like, huh? I thought you were so like grounded there.
Yeah, I was. yeah, and Chicago's great. I have a lot of love for Chicago, and it will always be hometown, and it'll always be where I cut my teeth and really spent that, you know, that formative time from like college through like through all of my 20s and slightly beyond. So yeah, Chicago's great, but I mean, it's like, how long of an answer do you want?
we have time.
But at the same time, my wife and I were talking for a while about how it would be amazing to live in Europe at some point, and that was coming more out of life type ideas than necessarily music or career ideas. And my wife actually went to graduate school in Scotland before we were married, and so she had this experience of living abroad, and so at some point it was just like we were both just like, okay, I think, like, let's do it, let's go for it, because for a long time I was like, yeah, that sounds cool, but Chicago is great too. And anyways, we applied for a visa and we got it, and so we live in Paris now.
Language, did you have to really work at that?
I'm still really working at it. yeah, je prends encore. Hey, but yeah, it's a work in progress, but that is actually, as I mentioned, moving being more about life stuff, that was a small but real reason why we wanted to move to another country, is to learn a language. And we weren't necessarily even fixated on the French language when we started talking about moving, but like, it would be amazing to go somewhere and learn, come, you know, and from that experience, speak another language. And so we're in it. We're working on it.
There's this theory that the language you speak affects the way you think, affects how your brain works. It's a theory, but I was wondering if you had anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I was actually just talking a month ago with my former French teacher from Chicago about that, and about how, like, she had this experience of living in France, of growing up in France and then moving to the United States. And as she got more fluent in English, feeling like, yeah, this is a different way of organizing thoughts. And then you can kind of have multiple, you know, perspectives on how to organize your thoughts when you speak multiple languages. And you know, people often talk about, oh, music is a language, music is a language. And I always thought, like, that's, you know, a not irrelevant, but maybe superficial, like, analogy sometimes. But now that I'm learning another language, I actually see more deeply how that can be. And I, a real perspective I have on that is, so in, you know, all over Europe, people are speaking all different kinds of languages at various, you know, and the French are very modest about their language abilities outside of the French language. And so, and they're always like, I don't speak English. But people talk about the, over there, they're talking a lot about the difference between being a fluent speaker and a native level speaker. And this kind of, this big gap between, okay, you can speak a language very fluently, like you can talk about your feelings, you can talk about issues, you have play on words, that's still different than when you get to this next level of where you can speak it like you're a native speaker. And that's given me a lot of perspective on playing the music that we play, and playing also more like straight ahead jazz and blues, and what that means to like learn that versus grow up in it and to like be a, you know, a native level. And there's like native level speaker, but then there's like regional slang, and then there's like the slang that you make up with your friends in the van on tour, and like all these things. And so it's much deeper than just like speaking fluently. And I have a deeper appreciation for what that means in music by experiencing some of that in with language.
Rob, who do you play with in Paris? Have you found plenty of places to go and people to play with?
There's definitely a lot of great players, and there's a strong local scene that is also connected to the, you know, the European scene and the global scene, just as like when I was in Chicago and all these folks are in New York and we were playing together and I was collaborating with other people from New York and they were all collaborating with other people who lived other places. And so that all continues. But there's definitely a strong local scene in Paris, and it's a very international scene where there's a lot of other Americans and Canadians and Italians and Russians and so forth, and North Africans on the scene making music. So,
how and where did you record this album? Caroline?
We recorded it in Brooklyn, actually, at this place, Acoustic Recording, with Michael Brarby. And it's a like an unassuming school, old PS public school building, and he lives in the building, and he also owns like another little part of the building in the basement, which is where the recording studio is. And it's very small, and it's he has everything set up very nicely, so you can just walk in and just like play, start within 5 minutes of being in the studio. It's pretty like works like clockwork in his world, I would say. And then we mix the record in Chicago with Anthony Gravino, who Rob has worked with a lot, and I've worked with a little bit. And we had it mastered by Nate Wood, who's really amazing musician and mastering and mixing person, but also has more famously been known to play with this band called Kneebody. He plays drums and bass also.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Huh.
Kind of. So we were really happy to have all those people involved in very many different places. And we put a lot of work into it. So we're really happy with the finished product, I would say. And I will also mention that the artwork was done by one of my favorite and most influential saxophonists and actors named John Lurie, who was in the band The Lounge Lizards, mm-hmm. and who also doesn't play anymore now, but creates art, visual art, and I've been following him for many years. I found out about him through Jim Jarmusch movies.
And yeah, Mystery Train.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Great movie. And he's in some of Jim Jarmusch's films, including some of the earlier ones.
Yeah, he gets profiled in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Like every decade
yeah.
or so, you know.
I've actually
seen and met
Jim Jarmusch in person, which was also a thrill.
Wow.
But me and John have been exchanging many messages together recently, and he's just a huge influence on me, and I love his artwork, and I was so overjoyed when he said, yes, you can use my artwork with permission on your album. So
one way to get a look at this album cover is to come to the concert tonight at 7:30
yes.
p.m. Persona's playing live, but you can take home the album with you. It is beautiful to look at. There are some sort of smudgy human figures in the background of this just beautiful floral aqua green entanglement of vegetation on the front.
Yeah.
Just love it. Anthems is the album, and the concert again tonight at 7:30 p.m. Could you introduce perhaps another tune for us to listen to?
Yeah, I think we're going to play this lengthier track on the record called Secrets. It's composed by Rob Clearfield.
Yeah. Did you have any thoughts on Secrets? Or do you want to keep it a secret?
No, I can talk a little about it. You were mentioning earlier how the last time I was here, there was a discussion about Brahms. And this track in the writing, I was looking to draw equally on some of the more classical influences I have in like Brahms and actually Beethoven, as well as some of the more like blues-based influences that I have and how I strive to combine these sometimes in a way that hopefully gets at the seriousness and just like sadness, for lack of a better word, that like sadness that's still hopeful that mm-hmm. I hear in both of these musical languages.
Yeah, he can do that.
And trying to synthesize those. So
wow.
That's Secrets. Thank you.
That's Rob Clearfield's original called Secrets, and we heard the four members of Persona on that recording. The new album is Anthems. That's Caroline Davis on alto sax, Rob Clearfield on piano, Sam Weber on bass, and Jay Sawyer on drums. And the four of them are in concert tonight at 7:30 at the Dalton Center Recital Hall here on Western Michigan University's campus. And the hall will no doubt include many proud members of the faculty at Western Michigan University, including Keith Hall, who had something to do with Jay's education, and possibly Sam's as well. Jay Sawyer and Sam Weber are both alumnuses of Western Michigan University. There's kind of a Brooklyn connection as well. This album was recorded in Brooklyn, New York, where three of the performers are currently residing, and Rob Clearfield is the outlier in Paris, France. And if you missed his discussion on how learning a new language and gaining new insights into musical traditions kind of go together, I would encourage you to look up this interview online when it's posted a bit later today, when I get to it. So we're at the end of the hour now, and we could hear a little bit more. Perhaps Miss Anne would be something to finish with, but I'd like to basically go around the room and see if you have any final thoughts on coming out tonight, your thoughts on playing with these people.
You all better be at the concert, because it's my birthday, so it's going to be a party.
That's Rob. Rob is celebrating his birthday. I haven't asked. I'm not a good interviewer. Which one is it?
I'm 35.
35. Wow. That's a nice 7 times 5 kind of number.
Yeah.
Way to go. Caroline, thoughts on tonight?
Don't let the snow deter you from making your journey out into the world to hear some good music. We're excited to play for everyone tonight.
I mean, are you or are you not a Michigander? Can you do this? Of course you can.
No.
That's right. Yeah. Sam?
Yeah. I mean, we've all driven in snow before. It's going to be fine. Come to the concert. I'm really excited about being back with these people and playing this music in Kalamazoo, so I would really love to share it with people.
As the native Kalamazooan, do you get to pick the after-party location?
I think it's already been picked. I think I didn't have any say in the matter.
Okay. Don't tell the radio audience.
You may or may not see Persona out later tonight, but you wouldn't know unless you attended the concert. So, and Jay?
I'm excited because I'm not just playing with my friends, I'm playing with my family. And we fight a lot, like brothers and sisters, about this music. We put a lot into it, and we're really excited to present it for everybody.
Okay. Finally, I am going to include you, Keith, on this.
Well, I can't wait to hear this music live. I've been listening to the recording since it came out, and just really excited to have them on campus to share this group dynamic with us. And you know, it's a free concert and it's right in town. I mean, it's free, so it's going to be fabulous. You won't be sorry. We'll see you there.
All right. Keith, Jay, Ben, Sam, like I said, Caroline, and Rob, thank you for joining me here this morning on WMUK, and have a fantastic concert tonight.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.